As we old folks start losing our cognitive skills, it's not our mistakes that give us away, it's our frantic cover-up efforts. Like Donald Trump getting confused about where Alabama was. I laughed, but I also wondered, could all of us fill in the 50 states on a blank map of the U.S.? But the Donald couldn't just laugh and shake his head and correct himself. Trump announced that Hurricane Dorian would harm Alabama, when experts were unanimous that it wouldn't. Huge hurricanes have huge consequences, including evacuations and even deaths. This wasn't, "My crowd was bigger than Obama's," or "I'm the chosen one," but garbling an urgent message to people facing danger. So correcting himself could have helped avoid confusing the South Carolinians, who faced possible disaster, or scaring Alabamians into various unnecessary actions. But he didn't do it. As usual, Trump doubled down. He gave misleading explanations and showed a Sharpie altered map. His minions gave weather personnel a hard time for correcting him publicly. Weather officials wanted to give clear information about which folks were in danger. For Trump, hiding his small screw-up outweighed people's lives and safety. Trump still insists that as Dorian approached the U.S. and the models showed the hurricane passing near Florida's east coast, he was right to tell Alabama, on Florida's west, that it was in grave danger. However, all that stuff is easily verifiable online. 2 days before Trump spoke, the authorities agreed the storm would pass east of Florida, maybe touching it, maybe not, then head north. Now, none of this should be of much interest. Me driving to the Pan Am Center to watch basketball isn't interesting, nor is it big news if I make a wrong turn. But I've watched basketball there since 1969. If I have no clue how to get there, that's troubling. If I get agitated and insist the basketball arena used to be over by Denny's, or that the city keeps changing all the street names, I probably have a problem. Same with Trump. In a sane world, where everyone wasn't rooting so passionately for his or her political team that rational discussion was impossible, this might be the moment many would finally say, "Aha, I see. This dude doesn't just lack the temperament or character for the presidency. He might be dangerously round the bend." As one Republican who served in the White House under Reagan and both Bushes wrote, "Trump is not well. There are widespread reports that his staff and friends are more concerned than ever about his cognition and temperament." This isn't political commentary about progressive tax returns, medical care, or climate change. It's not about whether or not Republican policies or appointments pose long-term dangers to our environment, economy, and international standing. It's about ascertaining the facts and assessing whether Trump's mental condition poses a more immediate and insidious threat.